Comes down to one last play. And it's going to be getting longer by the second. You're all the way back at the 30-yard line. Now you can step into it. Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And the ball is caught! Caught! It's a miracle! It's Noah Brown! Oh, my goodness! Town is going crazy! It's a madhouse in Landover, Maryland!
He did it!
What a great call by Jim Nantz. Rising to the occasion. And nice job, Tony Romo, actually letting the broadcaster broadcast. Tony Romo, you know, he just wanted to jump in and start yelling and screaming, and he didn't. He let Jim Nantz call the play. I cannot believe Tony Romo behaved himself.
He didn't for most of the game. He said right before the play that they should put Marcus Mariota in because Daniels couldn't step into throws, but I'll digress.
So you have to help me with that one.
Yeah.
I know making fun of Tony Romo is everybody's favorite thing. That was a good football point, I thought, in the sense that they had a chance at the end of the first half to do a Hail Mary, and they elected not to protect Jaden Daniels. That was exactly what we were talking about in the press box, quite literally. If you remember the end of the first half,
yes,
they had the ball at midfield. And rather than doing a Hail Mary, which you would do in that situation 99% of the time, why go through the rigors of that drive? Why move the ball into Hail Mary range if you're not going to take a shot at the end zone? And they elected not to do that. And after the game, they asked Dan Quinn about it. And he said, we didn't want him to take a shot. We didn't want him to get hit. We didn't want him to have to, you know, we were imagining torque his body and heave it as long as he could. I mean, he threw the ball downfield to Terry McLaurin on a 61-yard completion. That's not quite the same as having to lob it up as high as you do on a Hail Mary. And he had, I know, like the comp a lot of people are using too. He had the deeper shot to McLaurin down the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
Again, similar throw, but not quite the same. But they literally, earlier in the game, decided to not have Jaden Daniels throw a Hail Mary. So I actually thought that was a fine observation.
Fair enough. It just always funny. The instant before, the throw is great. Everything about it's great. Where he's like, you know, they shouldn't have him do this. And he does it, and it works out really well. But yeah, you're right. I mean, Romo did his normal thing. I got home late from my son's soccer game, so I'm able to watch fast forwarding. So I missed a lot of Romo bits, which is great. Just really enhanced my enjoyment. But he's still, you know, drawing on the doodling on the board as the play's happening and right before and stuff. It's just too much for me. So good for him for sitting out.
How many highlights did you see, guys? I said to look for this, where there was yellow pen on the play the highlight moment started. He's inevitable with it. It's unforgiving. He just can't stop writing at the snap. It's crazy. But I thought that call was marvelous and added to the moment on television for those of you that weren't in the stadium, I'm sure. 800-636-1067 is the number, MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. Question is, and we'll give you our answers here, where were you? What was your experience of that Hail Mary moment? Danny?
Watching at home, obviously. My oldest son had kind of a rough day, so we were like, hey, no screens. Just come sit with dad and, I guess, watch a screen, the TV copy. The wife had kind of wandered down as well. We're all sitting there. I'm sitting there stewing, pissed off, irritated, cranky, firing off snarky tweets about how galling this loss was, the gut punch, etc. Had my final one drafted as the old Daniels drops back, scrambles around for 15 seconds, pancake blocks ensue. And again, I said this at the top of the show, I made sounds that I have never made, and I don't know how to make them. I screamed and squealed and then cackled like I was a witch from like a Disney movie about witches, or that I just completed my master evil plan. I couldn't believe it. Just jumping around, hugging everybody. Incredible.
So I was sitting in row 2, seat 14, I think, mm-hmm. in the press box. And what I can tell you about my experience of that final play was that was the loudest that press box has ever been. So the rules, just so people that haven't been in one know, is that you're not allowed to cheer. Everyone in the press box is, you're dressed in a neutral way, professional way. A lot of people in suits, a lot of people in button-down shirts, polo shirts, tucked in, khaki slacks, whatever. But you are dressed not like a fan, and you're not acting like a fan, because you're not. You're a working member of the media, and theoretically, you're not rooting for anybody. That isn't to say that there's never anybody in the press box that is cheering. But if someone is making a lot of noise or cheering, they will remove you. They will come over and say, hey, it's a working press box. You're not allowed to be in here. Nobody in a jersey or anything's getting in there anyway. But I say this to just set the scene of, I've been in that press box. There have been two of them at that stadium. This one's the second version, basically. Dating back to 1999, 25 years of covering games, I've missed a handful of home games. I have never heard the box that loud. Nobody's kicking anybody out, but it was a, like, people were yelling, they were squealing. It was not really a cheer.
Because it's a gasp, it's like a whoa.
Exactly. I think there was some cheering, if I had to guess, if you could go back and watch and listen, look at a recording. But it was mostly, honestly, yelling. You know, I remember Chick Hernandez was right in front of me, and Chick had his hands on his head, and he kind of turned around. He was standing up to go downstairs already, and he looked at me, and he's like, oh, my God. And I mean, but everyone is some version of that.
Yeah.
Oh, my. And it was so loud. It was no less quiet than a section in the stands.
I mean, get it. I was in the press box for 2012 at Nats Park when Jason Worth hit the walk-off homer. It was a similar thing. I mean, you and I joked about, like, quote-unquote cheering. It wasn't cheering. It's like this, what? Like, what the hell just happened? I can't believe it. Not high-fiving. That's not what's happening. It's just this, you just can't believe what you just saw.
It's crazy. And this is not me being a tough guy, like, bragging about this. I was in such shock that I did not make an audible sound.
Mm.
To the point where Chris Russell, who was sitting directly next to me, Russell, you'll be surprised to hear, was very loud and yelling.
This
right?
is Chris Russell
he's,
was?
Yeah, he's like, oh my God! What the heck? How did the... Oh my! Oh, he sounded like Toby on 106.7
yeah.
The Fan,
yeah.
Right? And so he finally looks at me like, why aren't you saying anything? And he just, like, hits me really hard in the arm. He's like, dude! And he just hits me. And he points out, like, did you not see that? And I'm just kind of in shock. Frankly, I was looking for a flag.
Yep.
I mean, my whole life, that can't happen. It's not going to happen.
It doesn't happen.
And if it does, the play's coming back on a Wiley hold. Or who screwed this up? How did this happen, right? But no, not this time.
Not this time.
Not when you got five. Hail Mary, full of grace, into the hands of Noah Brown. Touchdown, Washington Commanders.